On a hilltop in Los Angeles, an oil derrick, a nodding donkey, pulls oil up to the surface day and night. For years, there have been thousands of them here, scattered among homes and businesses, and there could soon be many more.
The history of oil in California is really the history of California. I mean, it's been one of the economic backbones of the state going back really to the mid-19th century. A lot of people would be surprised, but we are one of the largest oil-producing states.
Dave Quaft speaks for the California Independent Petroleum Association, which wants to tap the state's estimated 15 billion barrels of shale oil, the biggest reserve in the country. But getting to it is controversial.
Hydraulic fracturing is something that's been used here in California since the 1950s. It's a safe and proven technology. In all of the years hydraulic fracturing has been used in California, there's never been a felt seismic event that's been caused by hydraulic fracturing.
That's the earthquake risk in the home of the San Andreas Fault. But technology has changed. Industrial-scale fracking is new, and not everyone is convinced. Holly Mitchell is a state assembly member whose district includes Inglewood Oil Field in L.A.
There are 1 million people who live within a 5-mile radius of the largest urban oil field in the country. And there is fear and concern about the impact this practice has on their health. And those issues simply cannot be pushed under the rug because big oil companies have a dollar to earn.
She and others are pushing for a fracking ban until it's proven safe. But Professor Adam Rose from the University of Southern California said the state could miss out on a huge oil boom.
This could translate into as many as 2 million jobs, additional jobs per year during the decade of the 2020s, $4 billion worth of additional revenue for state coffers.
In uncertain economic times, that's got to be tempting. But there is the small print, which he says needs more research.
Induced seismicity, waste disposal problems with respect to the chemicals and water that's used in the process, and water contamination sites.
The side effects are what these people are concerned about. This was the launch of Californians Against Fracking in L.A. this week. There were maybe 100 people there, but among them, Josh Fox, the director of Gasland, an Oscar-nominated documentary on fracking in America.
Everywhere I went, it was the same story. Water trouble.
We never had a problem with the water.
After they drilled, the water was bad.
Health problems, hazardous explosive conditions inside the house.
The film sparked a huge reaction and prompted those in favor of fracking to make their own movies, attempting to discredit Josh Fox.
The truth is that Gasland is mostly hot air.
This was called Truthland, paid for by the oil industry. And another, Frack Nation, was made by Phelim McAleer, an Irish journalist.
Josh Fox, the director of Gasland, knew that one of the most dramatic scenes in his documentary probably had nothing to do with fracking, but decided not to tell his audience.
What I hope to achieve is that people will treat allegations about fracking with skepticism and see that many of the allegations about fracking have no scientific basis. I think we should treat big environment the same way we treat big business. So when they say fracking makes your water go on fire, well, where's the scientific evidence for that? What's the context? Let's throw the same hard journalistic questions at big environment as we do big business. No more, no less.
Josh Fox has just released Gasland 2. I asked his view.
As a serious journalist, for you to say that there's any comparison between our films, which are thoroughly researched and vetted, and a project by a known climate change denier, by a person who is simply out to bait environmentalists, is frankly insulting. The oil and gas industry has been doing this for several years now, spreading misinformation, creating doubt on the issue. There is a very expensive and concerted campaign in the media to go out there and say there's nothing wrong with fracking. Well, that's absolutely ridiculous.
California has a big decision to make. The economy versus the environment, and maybe even public safety. To the background of the oil industry and those opposed to fracking, fighting for their version of the truth to be heard the loudest.